Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is cultivating empathy at work in support of the conflict management competency. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It's one of the components of emotional intelligence, which in recent years has become more and more recognized as an important tool in conflict management. Empathy is not the same as sympathy. Sympathy is being sensitive towards other people's feelings and needs. And while being sympathetic is certainly helpful when dealing with conflict, being empathetic takes it a step further. With empathy, you are actually trying to understand the thoughts, feelings, and perspectives of another person. So how can empathy be your secret weapon in conflict management? Picture a potential conflict scenario you've found yourself in. For example, do you have a coworker you feel is not pulling their weight and you're getting frustrated? Or do you feel like your supervisor is showing favoritism? Whatever the case may be, there is always more than one side to the issue. With empathy, you try to look at the situation not from your own perspective, but rather try to put yourself in the shoes of the person whom you are in conflict with to diffuse tension. Cultivating empathy will build trust and respect among those you practice it with, creating a more positive environment for everyone. Practicing empathy can take a potentially explosive situation and de-escalate it. So how do you show empathy? Well, it's not just a thought process. It's something you need to exhibit in your body language and behavior. Let's go through some practical examples of how you can exhibit empathy. One thing to keep in mind here is that empathy is something that can and should be practiced. So take these tips and start practicing them on people all around you, not just those that you may be in conflict with. The more you start using these behaviors, the more comfortable you'll be, so that when you are in a difficult situation, it will be second nature for you to shift into empathy mode. There are both nonverbal and verbal ways to show empathy. Mirroring someone else's body language is a nonverbal way to show empathy. It subconsciously signals to the other person that you feel a connection with them. For example, if the person you're speaking with is leaning forward in their chair towards you, you can do the same towards them to show your engagement. Other nonverbal things you can do to signal empathy are making eye contact and nodding to show understanding when appropriate. There are also some don'ts when it comes to nonverbal behaviors. Try to avoid crossing your arms, looking down, or turning away when the other person is speaking. And other than smiling, try to keep your facial expressions neutral. Never roll your eyes or scowl. Verbal cues are just as important as nonverbal ones. When you're having a conversation, try to ask questions and paraphrase statements to show that not only are you listening, but you are trying to fully understand what the other person is trying to convey. In emotional situations, which conflicts most often are, emotions can often be misread or interpreted incorrectly. So it's a good idea to ask yourself, what is this person really feeling right now, and what are they trying to tell me? Then, paraphrase what you think you are hearing and ask them if you've got it right. Other empathetic statements you can make include, I understand how you're feeling right now. I hear you. Or, how can I support you? It's also important that you don't interrupt the other person when they're speaking. Interrupting signals that you're not really listening, or that you think your perspective is more important than theirs. Not interrupting sounds simple, but start paying attention to yourself in conversations. How often do you interrupt without even being aware you're doing it? Start paying attention. You might be surprised at how often you do it. Showing empathy in a conversation or conflict doesn't mean that you agree with what someone else is saying, and it doesn't mean that you have to give in or that your thoughts and feelings are any less important. It does mean that you show others respect by acknowledging where they are coming from and validating their perspective. This can go a long way to diffuse problems. Start using the tips for empathy you learned here today and strengthen your empathy muscles. While empathy alone may not be enough to get an actual solution in conflict management, it will put the involved parties in a state of mind where they are more likely to come to agreement. It's a great first step. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, @navy.mil.